Evening. So I can't tell you the exact time or date that this became my life verse, but through every single trial and tribulation I've gone through since I was young, this verse has always stuck with me. Jeremiah 29 verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. Before I dive deeper into these amazing promises of God, I'd just like to give you a bit of context of where the scripture actually comes from, a little bit of background. So Jeremiah was a prophet during a time of great turmoil. The people of Judah had been exiled to Babylon, and many of them were living in a foreign land. They felt hopeless, lost, abandoned, and they certainly did not see God's promises within reach. Jeremiah 29, verse 11 is part of a letter that was sent to these exiled people. Jeremiah 29, verse 4-5 says, this is what the Lord Almighty, the God of Israel, says to all of those I carried into exile from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and settle down. Plant gardens and eat what they produce. Verse 7 says, also seek the peace and prosperity of the city to which I have carried you into exile. God instructs them to settle down, build homes, plant gardens, and seek peace in the city that they are in. In other words, God was telling them, live your lives amongst the exile. He was telling them that he hadn't abandoned them. He hadn't forgotten them. I'd like to go into each of the promises that we can see from the scripture. For I know the plans I have for you. God has a plan for each and every single one of us that are sitting here. Not any plan, a perfect plan. At times of struggle, we may not see or understand God's plan, but I want to remind you that in the midst of exile, everything seemed to be falling apart. God was assuring the Israelites that their circumstances were part of a greater plan. Even in the difficult times, God's plan is for our ultimate good. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. The Israelites were in a place of suffering. God was working on something so much greater and grander that they could not yet see. His plans are often about transformation, shaping and making us into Him, making us more like Him. God's intention is not to harm us, but to bring us into a life that reflects His goodness, to give you hope and a future. In the darkest of times, God reassured the Israelites that He had a future for them. Their current situation was not their forever situation. Regardless of where we are in life, whether we're in a season of waiting, trial, transition, God's plans are filled with hope for us. Our future is not determined by our present circumstances, but the unchanging goodness and faithfulness of God. I want you to remember that just like the Israelites, your circumstances right now, whatever situation you are facing, that is not the situation you're always gonna face. There will be breakthrough. There will be praise coming. God's plans are so much greater and mightier than what you know. Isaiah 60 verse 22 talks about how when the time is right, I, the Lord, will make it happen. And I think that this talks about God's timing, His perfect timing. And one of the hardest things about God's plan is His timing. You have to be patient. And sometimes it's hard. It's hard to be patient. It's hard to wait and see God's plans unravel. Jeremiah 29 verse 10 talks about how the Israelites were told that they they have to be in exile for 70 years. Can you imagine holding on to hope and God's promises for 70 years? I can't. I really can't. But the thing is, God was preparing them. He was teaching them patience, and he was showing them that he is in control. Quite often, our timing is not God's timing, but it's because we want the instant relief, the quick answer, the quick fix. But we need to endure a season of waiting to see the fullness of his plan. When I was asked to do a 7-minute preach, at first I was like, yes, sure. And then later on, I was like, I think the realization hit me of what I signed up for. But even though I didn't know what God's plan was for my life, I can tell you right now that there's a reason that this particular moment is part of God's plan for my life. Maybe it was growth. In order for me to grow, I had to step out in faith. I had to overcome my comfort zone, step out of it and say, yes, Lord, use me. Through every single situation, I kept finding myself going back to the scripture. As a reminder of no matter what my current situation looks like, God is in control. He has the steering wheel. And we're doing this together. His plans are never to harm me, but rather they are for my future. They are hope, and they are for me to prosper. We don't know the exact pit stops along the way, but what we do know is that the Lord's plans are so much greater and mightier and higher than ours.